Many countries have adopted democracy as a form of governance for its people. This provides for a government in which the people have the authority to deliberate and decide legislation or to choose governing officials for that mandate. Now, this system cannot operate in a vacuum as it has its own guiding principles. While the University of Juba's Philosophical Society, in partnership with the U.S. Africa Institute, will this weekend Saturday begin a series of lectures on democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. Well, the lectures will look at the foundational concept and its interrelationship to the democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. And to tell us more, we are joined in by John Akesh, the Chancellor at the University of Juba. Good morning. Thank you so much for making out time to speak to us today. Well, can you briefly tell us more about these lectures and how is it different from the usual lectures from the university?
Yes, I think this is part of the mission in 2016. Professors at the University of Juba and Dr. John Garang established an NGO which is based at the University of Juba and registered national NGO called South Sudan Philosophical Society. And I was elected as the first chair.
Right.
And the intention, the mission of South Sudan Philosophical Society, as was stated, is aims to become, our mission is to foster a knowledge-based, morally empowered, culturally rooted, and ethically led nation. It is a non-profit charitable organization that works to promote the sharing of knowledge through research, talks, scholarships, debating fora, conferences, publications, cultural activities, and civic education. So the project actually was started last year and is funded by U.S. Embassy in Juba. It's one of the projects that has been funded, among others, actually, that is going to civil society. And it focuses on human rights, on democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. We will be running a series of 12 lectures, and we are doing it in collaboration with the U.S. Africa Institute, which is based in Los Angeles. It's a diaspora's, actually, initiative to strengthen ties between U.S. and Africa. So it's part of promoting knowledge. So the idea is not really, it's not about democracy in South Sudan, but rather democracy in the world, and especially from American perspective. And the aim of the project is to enlarge the space of understanding between South Sudan and United States, and for very good reasons.
Right.
United States has been the, you know, actually behind, was the leader, a diplomatic leader that led to actually a comprehensive peace agreement, which actually led to birth of South Sudan. But after South Sudan went into political crisis, and the relationship has actually hit a kind of rocky ground, to the extent that the U.S. actually led the sanctions against South Sudan, its own country that actually it birthed.
Yeah.
Now the our understanding is that really the current leaders and next region need to debate their options, the choices. Where do they want to go? And South Sudan Philosophical Society was established on the basis that really we need to have common core values, you know, whether to do with democracy and whether to do with the rule of law and what do we stand for. After the, you know, during the war, South Sudanese went all over the world. And actually came back. Some went to Middle East, some went to, you know, different Europe, some came to U.S., some went to East Africa. Now, this is a source of cultural wealth, but also it's a source of confusion. By encouraging debates among us intellectually and looking at different options and how the world look like and the world that we want to have, the thought leaders and intellectuals are all in their thought are shaped, and we can forge a common identity, common values. and a common culture.
Right, right, right. Now, before we dive into all the nitty-gritties of this program, let's start with the basics. When we talk about democracy, human rights, and the rule of law, what are we talking about to the layman out there?
Of course, democracy is one of the systems of governance, where when you think about democracy, you actually understand the kind of election, the people actually elect their representative who will actually rule on their behalf and so on. That, you know, they rule by consent.
Right.
When we talk about democracy, it really means an environment where at various levels, choices are actually discussed and then, you know, forge a kind of consensus or a kind of majority view to move forward. Human rights actually is embedded in all the society. You know, what are your rights if you have committed a crime? Are you entitled to, are you entitled to actually to go to the court? You know, to the court before you are judged. You know, it's very easy if somebody has committed a crime, or you know, for example, burgled my house. Am I entitled actually to punish that person directly, or will that be heard by the judge?
Right.
So it's embedded in our society, down, you know, from Europe and to Africa. You know, we have courts, we have chiefs there to actually decide among, you know, conflicting parties. Rule of law means, you know, the you know, it's the law, it's not the person. I cannot decide how I punish my, you know, somebody who I have conflict with, but it is a law that will actually divide among us. So that's the concept.
Right. Many critics say that the concept of democracy is so foreign, and therefore Africa must come up with its own way to govern its own people. How do you react to that?
Yes, I think democracy is contextual. And it depends. Look here, for example, we have the chiefs. There are situations where chiefs are actually hereditary, so it's passed down the line. But you can also see now there are elections where chiefs are also elected, and so forth. Now, it depends on the context and why people want to do that. Look at United Kingdom, for example. They have a hereditary, kingdom. Mm. So the king is passed down the family line. In Germany, that used to be an elected king. So the society, you know, the nobles would actually say, "You are the king," and you know, and then next time it moved to another. So right. it depends. What Germans were doing is not the same as. So when you talk about king, you know, king doesn't mean, you know, the way king is elected or actually come about would mean different thing to different societies. So for us, we really need to understand, you know, what is going on in the world. And especially the lectures will be delivered by American academics or South Sudanese with American connection.
Right.
Or anybody else with a strong American connection.
Right.
We are looking at American experience of democracy, human rights, and rule of law. We consider things like women rights, child rights as well, how constitutions are made, and why do Americans have that constitution? Where did they get it from? We need to understand.
And how have they managed to stick to it?
To stick to it, and what are also still the weaknesses that are still there.
Mm-hmm.
And for us here, you know, and most of the people who will be attending this one are academics and young people.
Right.
Some will come from the schools, those who are part of debating societies, and the students, you know, our university, another university in Yuba, will be invited. You go and register at the deanship of student. We have up to 100, 200, or 180, you know, places, because the hall is small.
Right.
Others can also follow on the Zoom. It's going to be streamed also on the Facebook, so that, you know, you can participate where you are.
On which page? Your page? Or
We will actually show that.
Okay.
Likely to be University of Yuba, you know, page. But that will be known tomorrow morning or later.
All right. Right. Now, the topic seems to be so extensive. So how long will the lectures take?
Lectures take about 50 minutes. And then it's followed by something like 35 minutes of discussion. But, of course, 20 minutes of panel discussion, and then about 35 minutes of questions and answers.
All right. Is it a one-time event, or it's more than one day?
It's once a month. It's once a month. In fact, we started the first lecture was in October.
Right.
And it was by Susan Page, who happened to be, you know, the first ambassador of South Sudan, U.S. ambassador.
Right, so you're having the fourth lecture tomorrow.
No, this will be the third.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's just 23 minutes to the top of the hour, and I have the University of Juba Chancellor, Joan Akech, who's speaking about the lectures that have already been going on, and tomorrow will be the third lecture going on, happening once monthly. And if you're a student, if you're interested, you just go and register and be a part of it tomorrow. Now, who will be carrying out... Okay, you spoke about the... So it's definitely the people from America, not anyone from Juba. For example, yourself, you will not be giving lectures.
No, the lecture is agreed. We get in touch. You know, we have a line number of academics and researchers from U.S. are lined up. In fact, this month we are going to have another one on 29th. But that is going to be looking at the role of women in Africa in politics in Africa. Also, we are trying to see how different topics related around democracy or leadership, and also role of women and maybe children. Mm. So as we said, the lecturers are mostly American based, and one of them will be traveling. End of the month, to Juba and deliver it in Somani Hall, face to face. The other one, the third one now, they have been on the Zoom. So we followed on the Zoom, and the panel will be in, some will be attending the hall, watching big screen, and later on asking questions. Mm. Some will be actually calling in, making comments online, and there will be panel discussion based in the Somani Hall. So it's a hybrid kind of thing. So the lecturers or those who will be delivering lectures can either do it somewhere in the U.S. or they come, to Juba. Like we will have one of them will come to Juba. This is the way it had been structured.
Okay, yeah. Right. Just remind our listeners on who is invited and who is eligible to attend.
Yes, students, young people mostly in University of Juba and Upper Nile and other universities, that they can come to Deanship of Students and register. So that because the places are limited, or we will have a poster at the front. They can actually Zoom, there will be Zoom ID and passcode so that they can also follow from there.
Right.
Wherever they are.
Joan Akech, thank you so much for your
time. Thank you so much.